This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala sayyidi al-mursaleen, sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Imam Zayd Shakir, and this is the second of our weekly broadcast, inshallah ta'ala. The first was related to thanking the supporters of Zaytuna College for their support during Ramadan. This one, inshallah ta'ala, we'll talk a bit about Shawwal, and then from next week onwards, we'll read a little from Ibn Ata'illah's book, Taj al-Arus, and we'll explain the book and give an introduction for it at that time. So as I said, this week, inshallah, we're going to, first of all, congratulate all of you who fasted 6 days of Shawwal. This is a wonderful practice that's been encouraged by many of the earliest Muslims and that has been handed down to us by those early generations, as-salaf as-salih, and a practice that we should engage in. Fasting 6 days of Shawwal, there are a lot of benefits in it. The first is that fasting those 6 days combined with the fast of Ramadan is like fasting perpetually. And the good deeds are multiplied 10 times over. Al-hasanatu bi'ashri amthaliha. So fasting the days of Ramadan, 30 days of Ramadan, is like fasting 300 days. And then fasting 6 days of Shawwal is like fasting an additional 60 days, and that covers the entire lunar year. So that's like fasting 360 days. So that's one tremendous incentive to fast these days. Secondly, the fast of Shawwal, as has been explained in various ahadith and narrations from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and expounded on by the ulama, is like the sunan, the rawatib for our obligatory prayer. Those supererogatory prayers, they mend and patch up what's defective and lacking in our obligatory prayers. And Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will complete those obligatory prayers so that they're whole and complete and acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The 6 days of Shawwal serve that purpose for our obligatory fasting in Ramadan. So those 6 days serve to patch up what's defective in our obligatory prayers. We might have engaged in loose or inappropriate speech. We might have done things that undermine and negate the purity of our obligatory fast. The fast of the 6 days of Shawwal comes to patch up and to mend, tujbiru, that which is defective and our obligatory fast, just as our rawatib of our supererogatory prayers mends that which is defective in our obligatory prayers. Another benefit of fasting 6 days of Shawwal, brothers and sisters, this is a sign of acceptance for the fast of Ramadan. Those who have been blessed to benefit from Ramadan, those who have been blessed to love the flavor and quality of life that they attained to in Ramadan, those whose lives were infused with a spirit of servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during Ramadan, one of the signs that fast has been accepted is that they can't wait to begin fasting again. So immediately after breaking fast obligatorily for the day of Eid, they immediately start fasting again during the 6 days of Shawwal, and this is a sign of acceptance. And many of our scholars, such as Imam Shafi'i and others, rahimahumullah, may Allah have mercy on them, encouraged fasting immediately after the day of Eid. And there's a difference of opinion in this issue. You can find a detailed discussion of this and other issues related to Shawwal on my blog at www.newislamicdirections.com, or you can get there through www.zaidshakir.com, and there are postings concerning fasting during Shawwal. Also, fasting 6 days in Shawwal is a thanks for the blessings that Allah Ta'ala has given us. So we read in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. So some of our scholars, so in order that you complete the designated days of fasting during Ramadan, and then you extol the greatness of Allah, and that's during the day of Eid, and that for what He has guided you to undertake, and that you give thanks. So the completing the iddah, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ, involves the fast of Ramadan. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, that you extol the greatness of Allah for that, for what He has guided you to. This is the day of Eid. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, and then the shukr for that blessings and the prizes we mentioned last week, and Eid is Yom al-Jawa'iz. Though to thank Allah for those prizes is to resume fasting again, and that's the 6 days of Shawwal, in the opinion of some scholars. So that fasting these days is a sign of thankfulness. And then finally, and there are many, many benefits, but we want to keep these presentations brief, so we'll say by way of conclusion that one of the additional benefits of fasting these 6 days is that it shows that we're not just glad to be done with Ramadan. A lot of people, they get Ramadanitis, rather Eiditis. It's as if they want Ramadan to go away, they want the shaitan to be unleashed again, they want the gates of mercy that were flung open at the beginning of Ramadan to be closed shut. They want the incredible multiplication of the deeds that occurs during Ramadan to cease. Like, is it Eid yet? Is it Eid yet? Did they see the moon yet? Did they see the moon yet? So people can't wait to be rid of Ramadan. Some people, may Allah Ta'ala may not make us amongst those. But when it is gone, one of the great blessings that the servant can have is to be encouraged to start fasting again. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, "Ahabbul amali ilallahi al-halul murtahil," that the most beloved deeds or actions with Allah are those which are completed and then resumed again. So when we make khatm al-Quran, as many of you were blessed to do during Ramadan, we don't just stop at nas, maliki nas, ilahin nas, min sharri alwaswas alkhannas, alladhi yuwaswisu fi suduri nasi, min aljinnati wan nas, alhamdulillah, I did it, and that's it. No, we start the Fatiha, and we read a little from Surah Al-Baqarah, al-halul murtahil, that which is completed, and then immediately started again. So just as we do that with the Qur'an, with our khatam of the Qur'an, we do it with our khatam of Ramadan. We complete the fast of Ramadan, we celebrate Eid, and then we immediately start fasting again to engage in this beloved and blessed sunnah that's associated with Ramadan, the implementing the hadul murtahid, to complete an action and then immediately start it again. So we don't complete the Quran and put it on the shelf until the next Ramadan. No, we keep reading. And we don't complete the fast of Ramadan and then that's it, until the next Ramadan. No, we keep fasting. So brothers and sisters, these are some of the benefits of fasting 6 days in Shawwal. There's the entire month. Those who haven't fasted yet, we encourage you to fast during Shawwal to get the benefit of fasting these 6 days. May Allah Ta'ala bless all of you. May He bless your families. May you enjoy the blessings of this great season that extends from Ramadan until the Hajj. It's a blessed time of the year for the Muslims. Wa jazakumullah khayran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.